Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss something that's quite common, but far more pervasive and influential in patient care than we realize. Yes, the almighty, seemingly insignificant deductible. It's this out-of-pocket expense that we all pay at some point or another. But what exactly is it and why is it there? The government, as listed on the website, healthcare.gov, describes a deductible as the amount you pay for covered health care services before your insurance plan starts to pay. With a $2,000 deductible, for example, you pay the first $2,000 of covered services yourself. Now, take a look at the website on the link below, healthcare.gov glossary deductibles. It explains how the concept of deductibles work, but it doesn't explain why they're there in the first place. Why should we pay a deductible if we're already paying for insurance? We never question it. But if you think about it, it doesn't seem to make much sense. Why should we have a deductible if we have a premium? Seems counterintuitive. Seems like these insurance companies are being a bit greedy. But the reason why we have deductibles is far more fundamental. So let's start with a few generalizations. Generally, plans with lower premiums have higher deductibles. Plans with higher monthly premiums usually have lower deductibles. That's a key point to realize. That helps us understand and analyze the concept of insurances, and from there we can start to understand why deductibles exist. Insurances have been around for as long as there's been civilization, believe it or not. But the modern concept of insurance as we know it today began in 16th century Europe. As with most things where we just assume to be part and parcel of society, it began with shipping. As sailors went from ocean to ocean, sailing became far more dangerous. Colonies were being established, and exotic goods were ferried all around the world. The practice of underwriting emerged in the London coffee houses of all places, where essentially you would underwrite the risk of going from one place to the other. So those who started insurances were mitigating against risk that the ships would crash, that pirates would steal cargo, that the goods would not meet the projected value. From there, the concept of insurances were born. They're an instrument for mitigating against risk. Think about the biggest risk you face in your life. For most people, that's their health. We never like to think of health in terms of risk, but it makes perfect sense when you imagine it in this way. Your health determines your economic productivity, your quality of life, and indeed, your overall well-being. Managing your health is a form of risk, and that's why we have health insurance. Sure, that makes sense, easy enough. But what about the original issue? Why do we have deductibles? Why do health insurance plans manage patient care requiring deductibles? Well, to understand that, let's delve deeper into the nature of risk in healthcare. Let me introduce a term that we should all learn as patients, just as important as our own clinical conditions: moral hazard. A moral hazard has many definitions, and many of them are quite technical, but let's simplify it. Any time a party in an agreement does not have to suffer the potential consequences of a risk, the likelihood of a moral hazard increases. Meaning, any time a patient doesn't suffer the consequences of poor health, then they're less likely to take care of themselves. Think about how you take care of your health now compared to how you took care of it when you were younger. The consequences just weren't there when you were a teenager. This makes sense. But in the application of healthcare, makes less so. Why would we not take care of our own health? Well, just look at the incidence of obesity, hypertension, and any chronic condition. Poor health is rampant. Sad to say, in many ways, it's kind of the norm. And when our health goes south, we go to the healthcare system. That's why medical debt is so high, which is a topic for another time. According to the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, debt in America has reached $88 billion and affects one out of every five people. The reason why that's so critical in the conversation of insurance and deductibles is because patient behavior determines cost of care and medical debt. Okay, let me put it a little more simply. Many patients don't take good care of their health, and as a result, they incur high medical bills, medications, ER visits, what have you. For insurance companies, having a patient take a strong financial load on their care is a risk, and the whole point of insurance is to mitigate against risk. So that's where we come full circle. The insurance companies offer health insurance policies to protect patients against their health risk, but also to protect against financially unfavorable patient behavior. So the patterns of behavior among patients creates risk to the insurance companies. So to manage that additional risk, insurance companies have created the deductible, which is an incentive at the end of the day. Just like when you see that piece of cake, you want to eat it. When you see that deductible, you're incentivized against the unchecked use of the healthcare system. The idea being, patients with health insurance feels no financial or personal consequences from incurring any healthcare services, ER visits, outpatient visits. So they don't feel any sense of obligation to temper against unnecessary use. But when we have a financial check put in place, an additional cost of admission, if you will, on using the insurance, it prevents what the insurance companies would determine unnecessary healthcare use. That's the key driver here. Insurance companies offer insurance plans to mitigate against health risk to protect patients. Insurance companies offer deductibles so that they can protect themselves, their financial interest, against adverse patient behavior. It's really quite interesting if you think about it in that perspective, how symbiotic the behavioral aspect of healthcare is with the financial aspect. And I think the deductible epitomizes that relationship. And when we start to look at healthcare in that vein, behavior, finance, adverse behavior, undue cost of care, we start to see a lot of patterns in healthcare that can really help us to understand why the healthcare system is designed this way. Now, when we think about it as a whole, it becomes very complicated. So I thought to break it down piece by piece, starting with the deductible. I talked about a few things here. I talked about medical debt, and I talked about moral hazards. But I wanted to focus on the deductible because it's the most apparent for patients. Patients pay a deductible when they see the physician, when they pay for their medications. It's everywhere. And to understand the origins of the deductible and how it relates to patient behavior and financial return is critical in understanding more broad, more complicated topics like medical debt as a whole, like the landmines of moral hazards that fill the medical landscape. But we'll get to that piece by piece. But for now, let's take a time to understand how the deductible affects our patient experience. So tell me, in the comments, how has the deductible affected your willingness to use your health insurance plan? Has it altered your decision to seek medical care? Has it altered your decision to use your health insurance plan? Let me know. Thank you.